This year marks the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Rouse Simmons, also known as the Christmas Schooner. Starting Friday, Whatadoo Theater in Springfield near Battle Creek will perform a musical based on the famous Michigan ship. Executive Director Randy Wolf explains the plot.
Christmas Schooner is the true story, based on the true story, of the Rouse Simmons, which was a clipper ship around the turn of the century, one of the Christmas ships that sailed from the UP across Lake Michigan in November and December to bring Christmas trees to Chicago. And it's loosely based on the Rouse Simmons. It's called the Molly Doon in the script. And it's about the family who owned the ship, and it's been passed on through generations to do the Christmas trees and what they went through.
Peter Stossel, captain of the Molly Doon, and his father Gustav decide to bring Christmas trees to German immigrants in Chicago after reading a moving letter by Peter's cousin Martha.
Here in Chicago, there are so many people and so few evergreens. We must try and celebrate without the tonic balm year after year.
But Peter's wife, Alma, doesn't think the trip is worth risking her husband's life.
My name is Betsy King, and I'm playing Alma Stossel. The lake can be completely out of control. You know, she knows, and they've lost people. You know, they know from experience, from their own lives, people they've lost in their community, that this is not something you play around with. And she's terrified from the get-go that she's going to lose him.
Alma raises her son, Carl, on her own while Peter and Grandpa Gustav are away during shipping season. Gustav annoys Alma because he refuses to become her idea of an American.
My name is Jeff Sterling. I play Gustav Stossel. I'm the German immigrant patriarch of the family. And I'm trying to make sure the old ways don't die, especially among the kids, because it's so easy to forget. And then two generations deep, you don't remember anything. You know, you don't remember where you came from. So my character and Alma butt heads about that because she's about assimilation.
Like, they have an entire song about telling him that he needs to speak American.
Why did we leave the mountains, sail across the ocean, if we never leave the old ways behind? We're American.
Betsy King and music director Brent Decker couldn't help but be enthusiastic about the music in the show.
Folk music.
Tunes that you can take away with you, mm-hmm, and just remember and hum along.
Mm-hmm. And that have a kind of maritime swing to them a little bit.
There's even some different, like some umpapa German styles,
yeah,
that make it into the, yeah, show. Very choral based. It's just piano and vocalists, and I think that's the part of the beauty of this show, is that it's so simplistic.
The sinking of the Christmas Schooner is an important part of Michigan history, but director Randy Wolf says this production marks another anniversary that's very dear to the cast.
Last year we opened our first year here in this space with the Christmas Schooner, and we literally had 4 weeks to fully mount it while we were building a theater to open it up in. So we were rehearsing in hallways, and we were rehearsing, you know, in the lobby until we could get into the theater.
This year, just like at Christmas, almost everyone will come together to do the show one more time.
It was like family home week when we all got back together.
You can see The Christmas Schooner at Whatadoo Theater starting Friday. For links to showtimes, go to WMUK.org.